This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration released its annual billion-dollar disaster report last week. In all, there were 18 weather and climate disasters last year with price tags in the 10 digits. That includes hurricanes, tornadoes, wildfires, other phenomena as well, made harsher and more unpredictable by a warming planet. The winter storm that hit Buffalo in late December was on that list. It dropped 52 inches of snow, killed dozens of people as well. And it did real damage to the local economy. Johanna Dominguez is one of the small business owners I met when we were in Buffalo last October. She runs a plant shop on Elmwood Avenue. It's called Put a Plant on It. Johanna, good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you.
How is business at Put a Plant on It? Let me ask that first.
Yeah, it's been interesting. We had that record blizzard, which put a huge damper on business for us because that's usually a really big week for us. But interestingly, for January 1st, the 16th sales have been up compared to last year.
That's good.
So that's promising.
Yeah. It occurs to me that you have live things in that shop. And even though there is a blizzard of the century outside the door, somebody's got to get in and tend to the plants, right?
Yeah. So usually I actually put on my snowshoes and I'll snowshoe in.
Oh, wow.
But this time I actually couldn't make it to the store for about 3 or 4 days. So thankfully, we didn't lose power at the shop. I lost power for 4 days at home. But at the shop, we only lost power for about 2.5 hours. The birds were fine. The plants were fine. We only lost a few. It could have been a lot worse. So we were very lucky.
Yeah, because we put some pictures up when we came to town, but there are plants all over the place in that shop. There are birds, as we said. You had like a steam thing going. I mean, it's amazing.
Yep.
You only lost a couple.
Yeah, no, it was good. So I'm not sure what percentage we lost, but it was very minor. I'm going to guess probably about 5% of our inventory. But also, we weren't sure if we were able to make it back in the store because, of course, they were predicting a monumental storm.
Yeah.
But, you know, they always predict a monumental storm. And so we didn't think it'd be that bad. Before we left that day, I talked to my employees and I'd say, let's make sure in case we can't make it in, water everything that we think will need water in the next 2 or 3 days. So that definitely helped us.
What do you hear from your peer small businesses up and down Elmwood? How did they survive?
I definitely have heard from other business owners that it was a tough holiday season, especially that week in between Christmas and New Year's, because everyone's here spending time with family and they want to come back and they also want to visit the stores and the neighborhoods that they're used to seeing. And we didn't have that this year. And so I'm in a group chat with a bunch of the other business owners, and the other stores on the strip are definitely feeling the fact that we did not have a holiday season.
Yeah. So the first couple of weeks of January was good for you coming out of the storm over a year ago. What are you seeing as you try to plan your 2023? What are you thinking?
We're, again, focusing a lot on our services. We're focusing on partnering with other businesses that have a larger space and doing offsite classrooms now. Those are starting to kind of get really popular. So we partner up with a local brewery that's in a different area. And pop-ups, you never know if they're going to be successful or not. But with a class, there's always a solid attendance fee. So then that's more of a guaranteed income. So I'm trying to push those a little bit more as opposed to a pop-up or something like that, because then I'll have like 20 participants that are paying $40 to $55 in order to take this class.
Right. Is that a cat, by the way, in the background?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
just checking. Just checking. You know, people are going to go, what is that in the background? What about pricing power and plant prices? They're down, right?
Yeah. So I actually did, looked through my numbers really quick. So we've only been open for 3 years.
Yeah.
And so the month of December in 2020, we did $65,869.
Mm-hmm.
In 2021, we made less because the prices have gone down. And then with 2022, December 23rd, which is when the blizzard hit, to the December 31st, it was a huge slump, which was kind of terrible to see. We just did 5,000 just because we lost that week.
Yeah. But that's the name of the game in small business, right? You just got to keep going?
No, totally.
Johanna Dominguez. She runs Put a Plant On It on Elmwood over in Buffalo, New York. Johanna, thanks a lot. It's good to catch up.
No, thank you.